morning.
Hi, Joe.
Okay. Hello.
School is starting today for a lot of kids, and a lot of parents find themselves with their stomach in knots because they know their kids are going to go to bed absolutely exhausted with the homework only half done.
Absolutely. You know, what happens is that with the start of every school year, kids are so enthusiastic, and they go back, and they're so happy, and then they get hit with a load of homework, and it starts from the very first night, not only exhausting them and burning them out from school, but it also starts to cause trouble at home between parents and kids because, of course, when the kids really don't want to do the homework and are balking, who has to make them do their homework is their parents.
All right. Now I'm going to take the other side of this because I think we spoke to another expert last week who also was trying to make the case against homework. But I think we might be making it too easy for the kids simply because, you know, mommy and daddy don't want to help with the homework or because they'd rather go out and play. I think there should be some sort of homework. Now, these 4-hour cases are a little ridiculous, but just to say, you don't need to do homework, studying at school is enough, I don't think is enough.
Well, you know, you're mistaken there because all the experts who have studied homework show that there's no value to homework in the elementary school years.
So, no value to any homework at all? Not 10 minutes to, you know, practice the verbs from Spanish or something like that?
No, actually, they found no value to it, and that's why you hear experts now say that homework helps teach responsibility. Not that they've studied to see whether it teaches responsibility, but because they know that there's no value in the academic arena, they say, well, it teaches responsibility. And the question we ask right back is how is it teaching responsibility when the parents are ones sifting through the homework and helping the kids figure out what to do, when to do it, how to do it? And it has to be done, and there's absolutely no leeway in when it's done, how it's done.
Well, do you say that many countries with the highest scoring students on achievement tests have teachers who assign little homework? Is that because the students actually spend more hours in school?
Well, not really, no. I mean, what they do is they make better use of their time while they're in school, and they also are the homework is of a much higher quality. Now, I'm not slamming teachers or anything because they're really, really trying their best, but a lot of the homework is given as an afterthought. It's the kind of busy work that doesn't really foster a love of learning. All it fosters is sort of a tedium, and the kids get bored and burned out. And there's another reason why you really shouldn't give a lot of homework. For instance, with math, I was absolutely astounded to learn that 5 math problems is really the best number of math problems to assign each night. It makes a lot of sense when you think about it, although many teachers assign 30, 50, and upwards. First of all, with 5 problems, it's enough to tell a kid knows a concept, understands a concept, but even more important, it's enough to tell that a kid doesn't understand a concept so that they don't end up practicing 50 math problems incorrectly and cementing the incorrect method into their brain
that has to
be unlearned.
And that would give the teacher feedback that they haven't done the job.
Well, the worst part is when a teacher has 30 kids in class and is assigning 50 math problems every night. I mean, do the math. That's a lot of math problems to grade.
Well, I agree. I mean, sometimes there is a lot of busy work that's involved in this homework, and 5 math problems are probably as good as 30. But I think there still should be some sort of check. I mean, you can't say that in elementary school, kids shouldn't go home to practice their spelling words. I mean, they all right. So, but hold on a second, Sarah and Nancy. I want to open up our telephone lines 212-766-7100. To parents out there, maybe you are sick and tired of the kids coming home with 4 or 5 hours worth of homework, and it is counterproductive, and you've got a problem. Or conversely, you got kids coming home with no homework, and you'd like to see them practicing a little after school. 212-766-7100.
I think we've all been in a situation where we're like, oh my gosh, my kid has to build a diorama of the Pentagon or something
exactly,
like that out of popsicle sticks. And, you know, there's certainly, almost every parent out there has had a moment or two where they've said, what is that teacher thinking? On the other hand, many of us feel that, well, at least a little review is a good idea, Sarah and Nancy.
But you know, one of the problems is is you say, well, kids need to come home and practice spelling, except that people have known since late 1800s that rote spelling learning is not the way kids learn spelling. So we learn spelling like that, our parents learned it, our grandparents learned it, but the experts know that you learn spelling from reading, so that our kids are wasting their time coming home with those spelling sheets every night. So we are dealing with a lot of conceptions that people have to start to look at and relook at. And in the case against homework, we do that. We actually have talked to a lot of education experts who talk about what's the matter with reading logs and what's the matter with spelling puzzles and what's the matter with spelling sheets and what's the matter with, you know, overwhelming math work and why book reports and dioramas and those kinds of things are not making our kids better educated.
Well, it is an interesting book. Sarah Bennett, by the way, has been a criminal defense attorney, and she really, her expertise here is that she successfully challenged the homework policies of her children's schools. And Nancy Kalish is a former senior editor at Child and Cosmopolitan. She's written for Red Book and Working Mother. Both of them mothers very involved in their children's lives. Let's take some calls from New Jersey.
We can't do that.
Phone system
both,
is...
Both of the phones. So we're going to have to... tell you what, we will take the phones, but we're going to have to say goodbye to Sarah and Nancy.
Let me just ask one last question.
That what kinds of things, if parents agree with you that their children are overwhelmed, what kinds of things can you win in terms of changes?
Well, the first thing parents can do is just go in and talk to the teacher and let them know it's a problem. Because if the teacher doesn't know it's a problem, then they can't. After that, you can pretty much ask for anything. It's your family life. And, you know, if you go in and talk to your teacher about what's not working in your house, they have to try and help you come to a solution so that they have a happy student in their class. Of course, you can rally other parents as well. And, you know, there's always a little bit of power in numbers.
And you have examples of specific things, specific policies where teachers were told only 10 minutes of homework or other kinds of things that certain school districts, put forth.
And Donna, you know, one of the things is parents are often afraid to sort of fess up and say that it really is a problem. They're afraid of their kids being labeled as troublemakers or themselves being labeled as troublemakers. But the truth is, what we found over and over again when we were researching the case against homework is that when parents do take a stand and they come in and just talk to the teacher, often the teacher doesn't even know it's a problem, as Sarah said, and big changes can be made. They don't want the kids to have a negative learning experience. And in the book, we really help parents out because we give them all sorts of sample emails, letters, dialogues, etc., so they know how to come in, talk to the teacher in a non-combative way, and reach a solution that works for everybody.
I think it's very valuable information. Thanks a lot, Sarah Bennett, Nancy Kalish. The book is The Case Against Homework, and we definitely have listeners that want to comment on it.
All right, thank you, girls.
Thanks so much.